Welcome to The Author Show, where we present new authors and books. From fiction to self-help and everything in between, you'll find it all here. To watch the TV version of our program, visit AuthorsWebTV.com. That's AuthorsWebTV.com. And now, let the show begin with your hosts, Don McCauley and Danielle Hampson.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, Don McCauley. Today we're welcoming the program author Sima Shapiro, and she is the author of The Zen of Midlife Mothering. It's the only anthology on the market written by and for midlife mothers. Sima is the writer-creator of Nurture, Stories of New Midlife Mothers, the first art gallery show dedicated to women choosing motherhood over 40, and the blog site www.motheringinthemiddle.com for all things midlife mothers. Nurture is in its 11th exhibition across North America. A Huffington Post contributor, writer, and speaker whose work has been featured on NPR and on Psychology Today, Sima is passionate about supporting women who choose later motherhood and giving them a face, a voice, and a forum. Sima, how are you?
Very good. How are you?
Just great. Well, let's start with a big question. Tell us about this book, please.
The book is the best of approximately 600 posts we've done in the last 3 years on Mothering in the Middle. It represents a variety and breadth and diversity of women and men who've chosen motherhood and fatherhood for the first, last, repeat time over approximately age 37 and to approximately 70.
So who did you write this book for specifically?
We wrote this book for any number of people who are in a more non-traditional structure. We wrote this for what we believe to be the family model going into the 21st century, that being women making life choices to have, adopt, foster children at older ages, people in same-sex marriages who are looking for alternative methods to creating a family, single mothers who really just want the support and inspiration necessary to go forward at whatever age they choose. So we're here on the cusp of what we believe is just a burgeoning new market for the possibilities of creating a new family, mothering experiences, and of course, to love and be loved.
If you had to choose, what would you say is the most important idea you're sharing in this book that's really going to add value to the reader's life?
I think what we want to say is that we're all out here. There are nearly 1 million of us who are choosing this path. We have stories of love, of loss, of inspiration, but we're here on the forefront and readily available for those women coming up behind us who may be afraid or too insecure to make these life choices at any age. So this book is intended to really provide that voice, that differing voice for women who enter into transracial adoptions, for those people who choose same-sex partnering, for single mothers or single fathers who want families on their own but don't have that many role models to choose from. We want to say to the general public, we're here. We're here. We have a voice. We have something to offer you, and we hope we will inspire you and make it real. Make it real.
Now, if you could compare this book with any book out there we might already be familiar with, which book would it be and why?
I took this book's premise from The Maternal is Political. It was a book that was written several years ago and really showed me how the passion of words and the community of mothering souls could actually make a difference. But I would say that more recently, Chicken Soup for the Soul series is more of what we've decided to base this on. We want you to walk away from this book knowing that all things are possible in this life. You can choose anything you'd like at whatever age you'd like, and there is someone who's done it before you. You need not feel alone in this journey.
How do you define midlife mothers?
I actually coined midlife mothers as women who've chosen motherhood over 40. I think we originally had thought about those women who make those choices in their 30s, mid to late 30s. But I think that when you get into the 40s, especially 40, 42, and 44, we're talking about conscious, willful choices now. We're talking about women for whom things may not have worked as easily as they had hoped, and therefore now they're reaching out to see what other methods are available to me, who else has done it before me, how can I achieve this end goal of motherhood in a way that I had not previously thought of.
Why did you choose to focus on this particular group?
I myself had raised children, half-time my stepchildren. At the point at which they were launched off to college, I was in my mid-40s, and we had not created our own family. And by 46, my daughter came along, and by 48, my son. And unbeknownst to me, I had not given my age any real thought. I really thought that at whatever age I decided to become a mother, first time or last time, I could sustain this life choice. But in fact, I found a lot of puzzling reactions and then decided to do some serious research into how did other women across the country achieve this life dream? How did women over 40 achieve this goal? How did their friends and family feel? How did they feel? How do they feel about it now that it's becoming slightly more mainstream? And I wanted to give society the opportunity to see the voices, the faces, and to create a forum. I think the more dialogue we offer people, the more opportunities will be available in the coming years.
What is the meaning of the title?
The Zen of Midlife Mothering really references two or three differing versions of what you might think Zen means. We took the quote from Thich Nhat Hanh, who said, "Our own life has to be our message." We also took the framework of Zen, meaning to live in the moment. And we also took the framework of what Zen also offers, that life will be as it unfolds. I can certainly say that the vast majority of us would never have experienced this, would never have thought to have experienced this in our younger years. Most of us were raised with the traditional model of how to achieve motherhood in a more traditional method. And I think that as our own lives have unfolded and the specific circumstances have led us to this doorstep, I think then we've created this whole new genre, midlife mothering.
Tell us about some of the writers.
We have the most amazing group of writers, and actually since the book was published, we've just keep adding on and adding on. We've been fortunate enough to get old souls and old timers, but I say that with due love, like Suzanne Braun Levine, who is one of the founding editors of Ms. Magazine. We've been able to get up-and-coming writers like Maggie Lamont Simone or Lori Pelican Strobel. We've gotten women who have chosen motherhood as a single parent. They've chosen motherhood in their mid-40s. They may have chosen motherhood in their 50s. They may have children who have Down syndrome. They may have children for whom their cultures frowned on their approaching motherhood so late in life. We have just approached this subject from every possible framework. We also included some men. We have some Mr. Moms like Mark Parsant. We have a wonderful writer, Len Philpoo, who is Jimmy Carter's former speechwriter. He wrote how he overcame his own fear of being mistaken for a grandfather when he became a father at 49. We have men like John Simmons, who have now adopted, his family has adopted 5 children from Russia. He writes about should we take the only thing they have left, referencing their names. And so we came at this from such a variety of spokes of the wheel to let everyone know it's all possible. We're all here. You can do it if this is what you believe to be your truthful, fulfilling life.
How did you choose your writers?
I actually troll the internet regularly. I speak and write often, and whenever I see a voice that I think either hasn't been publicized much or I think that our readership would love to hear this perspective, I grab them. And I've been lucky because we've grabbed so many. I think we had 110 writers who had done 600 posts in 3 years before this book came out a couple of months ago. We've added 5 new writers in the last 2 months, and I think the more that we are capable and able of getting our own voices out and helping support other women in this life choice, the greater the cacophony we'll get, and I love cacophony.
What's your interest in this genre?
I think that having come from since a personal perspective, I think that I wrote a blog post recently on I Can't Get No Respect, referencing Rodney Dangerfield's approach to his comedic routine. I think that I want to help women know that in leading a truthful voice, there are so many of us out here who will support you. There are so many of us out here who have already done it. You don't have to feel as if you're so unique and so unusual. If you're a man and you're in a same-sex partnership, there are other same-sex partnerships who are now adopting. If you choose to stay at home and you're in your 50s and you've left your burgeoning career because you want to support your wife, I think that there are so many more men out there willing and able to do that in midlife, and we can give you a voice.
What's the story of your journey with all of this?
I think my story is that I, like so many of my other writers, so many of my other subjects in my art gallery show, I think none of us assumed we would be in this situation, and many of us have felt isolated and alone in what we thought were perfectly understandable life choices at whatever age we had moved forward. And I think that coming from such a personal place and feeling really isolated when I actually thought that making these life choices would do nothing but enhance our life, would do nothing but just fold more children into what was already a wonderful life, I think I'd like people to understand that many of us do feel alone and isolated in these choices. We not only are struggling with having made what some people may assume is an iconoclastic choice, but we're also struggling with those same things that other women in our age group deal with. That would be hormonal changes and perimenopause, and those women who are experiencing the need for reinvention and reexamination in midlife when they have empty nest syndrome. We also have those same experiences, but now we have young children in tow. So it's been a difficult circumstance to try to get ourselves into the public eye and make the public understand we didn't take this life choice lightly, but look at the lengths to which we went to achieve it and some of the struggles that are endemic to our now living it.
Would you say there's any part of this book that you personally like best?
In choosing these writers and in choosing any of the writers for the website, I always find a piece of me in all of their work. I always find a truth, something that I think, oh yeah, that could be me. Oh yes, I feel like that. And so I can't honestly say there was one work that resonated the most with me, but I can honestly say that I don't expect that in any anthology everyone would like every life work, but if someone walked away from reading this and at least 5 to 10 to 15 of the 50 essays so resonated and they said, this is me, or this could be me, or this is my brother, or my sister, or my best friend, or I might consider this life choice and I'm in my 30s, let me think a little more about what my future life might hold. I think then we've done our work and we've done it well.
In your opinion, who should buy this book?
I think anyone considering mothering in their later 30s, certainly in their 40s and 50s. I think anyone in midlife who would like to reexamine what their life has been about, especially when their children leave the home and they are struggling with empty nest syndrome. I think that any mother at any age can resonate with any number of these essays, simply because at the end of the day, we are mothering, we are parenting, and we are giving and taking love.
Well, time is getting very short, so the most important question, where can we buy this book?
This book is available through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, on my website, motheringinthemiddle.com.
Could you spell your name for us, please?
Certainly. C-Y-M-A, Sima Shapiro, S-H-A-P-I-R-O.
This has been just great. Our guest today has been Sima Shapiro, and she is the author of The Zen of Midlife Mothering. Sima, thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you so much. My pleasure.
This is Don McCauley wrapping up another edition of The Author Show. If you're an author and would like to be a guest in the show, visit www.theauthorshow.com, fill out the form, and we may be contacting you shortly. To learn about how you can participate in the 50 Great Writers You Should Be Reading contest, visit our awards site at 50greatwritersyoushouldbereading.com. To receive book marketing tips, articles, and learn about author book marketing success stories, sign up for our free monthly newsletter at theauthorshownewsletter.com. And for even more tips, visit Book Marketing, the Author's Marketing Powerhouse, at www.theauthorsmarketingpowerhouse.com. We look forward to seeing you here next time on The Author Show.
Thanks for listening to The Author Show. To contact us, call toll-free 1-877-955-8800. That's 877-955-8800. Or visit theauthorshow.com. That's theauthorshow.com. Tune in next time to another great author on The Author Show.